Number of us has space towards that end, one resolves to listen, to reflect and meditate on the teachings.
Tene tang na zu korwa korwa chitan dunga jiran yin ba ma ze chen de ye na wan de ya den bar ma do pa mla juma ta wa ta tu chu yang tong tong yin be se na tam be chu le nyam ni si ju te kar chen pre.
So Jesus is speaking, samsara or cyclic existence is of the nature of suffering. Not only that, life itself has no reality. It's dreamlike or illusion-like and very, very short. Therefore, it's important to practice the Dharma.
Tene tsende nawa de mla joma tawa hipa yina tsende debo yunya kipu yunya ke bechor maze na yang rangin ke semji nangni deva yungri samay.
So Rinpoche thinks that if one well understands that life is not real, it's illusion-like and dreamlike, then without effort, one will come to experience happiness and peace from within. If one doesn't understand that life is dreamlike and illusion-like and just strives to accomplish happiness in this life with great effort, then that probably only will, it's possible that it only results in suffering. A reason for this statement is that there are then stories of very wealthy or rich people that in spite of their great wealth, they may be the richest person in the world, the second most rich person in the world and so forth. Even so, they are very, very unhappy and experience a lot of suffering.
Jeva samala sanu matang par chendela sanu tana yang tine chendela pa kipu yung ya gen tujin ya hu chik chende den bar ma do pa malang juma tabi hina ya hu tere. Tere ma to nor lung ju chenpo yu na yang kipu yung wa ngipa yu ma re, ting ting yu ma re.
So if one doesn't consider future lives, if one only considers this life, if this life then is understood not to be real, to be illusion-like and dream-like, then that's the most conducive condition for experiencing or accomplishing happiness in this life, happiness and comfort. It's not because of wealth and possessions that happiness and comfort come about.
Pardon, such a look, so he came back, such he came back, he does a little bit, Sabitin and Dorda Chihu.
So, according to, well, the Sakya Pandita has then taught about what he calls the four attachments, which Rinpoche will explain.
The Sachi came back, he does it, it's a year, the Sacha painted Tala, Jibjin Jambayan has it in Sumbari.
So, Manjushri, whom Sakya Pandita met with face to face, spoke the following words to him, or gave the following words
to him.
So the first one is that if there is attachment to this life, if somebody is attached to this life, then that person is not a true or genuine Dharma practitioner. And if there is attachment to cyclic existence, then there is no renunciation. And if there is concern for one's own benefit, then there is no bodhicitta. And the fourth is that if there is grasping, then there is no perfect view.
The Saji Himba Yedra Sere ine yang te sungai te jepsin jambe yang ke sumbare.
Kongi tina wari.
Jepsin jambe yang ke kianne sumbare, jambe yang ke sumbare.
So this is then...
Sachi kienpa yada sige yore te ine yang jepsin jambe yang ke sumbare.
So even though these are called, well are contributed to the Sakya Pandita, this verse was given by Manjushri himself. So it's good to think about the meaning of this verse.
Ta chupa sijite chupa ngene dikap je chen dele hina chupa men song je te chupa yang ta pala gombare. Chupa yang ta pa te kande je gogre se na chen dele hin ja yo na chupa yang ta pa mare sumare.
So then as we saw in the first line it said if there is attachment to this life then that person having such attachment is not a true Dharma practitioner. So that's from the point of view of a perfect or genuine Dharma practitioner.
Ona tsen de le chen cha ye pe chupa de ka de de sen de chupa yang ta pa mare chupa ta nang ra wu chi re. Chi tang chupa re yin na yang chupa yang ta pa mare chupa yang ta pa mare chupa ta nang ra wu chi re.
So then if a practitioner has attachment to this life, then that person just appear as a Dharma practitioner, but in actual fact, he or she is not.
Tendu, tene chirta nga tsu ta, tendu samno ta na tene chupa yang ta pa te hirakale ka pujungu.
So if we consider this, then we can see that in fact it's very, very difficult to become a genuine Dharma practitioner.
Tene rang chupa ye yang tapa jizo sana te tsendele hincha nduge mdo ta te tsendele hincha ndo na tsendele hincha dobe tap tene tap jizo wate mtapa re te mtapa yapu gongo yore.
So then if one desires to become a genuine Dharma practitioner, then one has to examine oneself and see whether one has attachment to this life or not. If there is such attachment, then one should apply oneself to methods by means of which one can counteract this attachment. The main method is then to contemplate impermanence.
Tata ngatso mamambo tambe chula lobjong se tusam se gom jam mambo se na hida hida selam pindo mepa ji yondo go yore ti jumtsin tsawa ti mne sem de tambo chupa ya bo yom ma to ba chen de le chi bo yom ya ge che do lob jon se te ne gom jam na te ne to pa te ya bo yom to ge ma ti chi ji so ma yin si che.
Then there are many people that then listen to teachings, reflect upon the meaning and practice meditation. In spite of this, many of these then are not genuine practitioners. And Rinpoche thinks the main reason or basic reason for that is that many people then practice the teachings in order to accomplish happiness in this life. This then, this motivation then results in or prevents realization to arise or the arisal of realization. So if one has no attachment to this life, even though one might not strive in practice, the fact that there is no attachment means that that person then is a genuine Dharma practitioner, even though that person may not practice. So then, as was said, the main method for counteracting such attachment is to contemplate impermanence. Then, impermanence is something of a changing nature. Then everything changes from one instant to another, so there is a constant change that is then impermanence. It's then very important to contemplate impermanence in this way and to understand that even though existence manifests or appear, it has no reality. It's not real or true.
Chusola lungpa tungpa chiklan dhona yandra kare yena tene kato ke nama de malam juma tawar shite malam juma tawar re samna te ngane chuchinyam nere.
So then even, well, one may be in a mountain retreat, a dharma center, a big town, or in an empty valley or in an empty place, wherever one is, then the main point is to develop an understanding and realization of that phenomena then, even though they appear or manifest, are illusion-like or dream-like, and then that understanding in itself is dharma practice. This then in itself is dharma practice. We have the doctrines, the six doctrines of Naropa, Niguma and Sukhasiddhi. One of these doctrines is then illusory form. This practice itself has different aspects. We have one which is termed the impure aspect of illusory form, this practice of illusory form, which then amounts to trying to develop an understanding of that phenomena are illusion-like and dream-like. So in fact, this understanding is then a part of this specific doctrine of illusory form. So if one is fortunate, it's possible that attachment to this life is counteracted by contemplating impermanence and the illusion-like nature of phenomena.
Same the gom jaktang ten kepa majong na, tene gom mambo jam na yang dancing chen ro sigre.
Then, with respect to formal meditation, if one is not skilled in the practice of meditation, then it's possible that it will result in increased ego clinging rather than the opposite.
Same thing me pam gom jaktang ti yabu kine te tronjer chempinane leka jam nando te na gom rabu yong sigre.
If one is skilled in focusing upon the object of meditation, skilled in the practice of meditation, then even though one may be working in a big city, if one is able to practice in that way, even though one may work in a big city, then that in itself is a correct practice of meditation. One could term it a retreat. So that was then the explanation of the first line of the verse, said that if one is attached to this life, then one is not a genuine Dharma practitioner. The point is then that one is not able to judge whether other people are genuine Dharma practitioners or not. One is only able to judge whether oneself is a genuine Dharma practitioner or not. And the criteria for that is then whether one is attached to this life or not.
Re tsendele khencha me se yang kala stop che ma za ba zu po lo ku mo ma tu du che zu go e sa ma re sem ji ten ni khencha me ba che yong na re.
So the case is not that one stops eating food and wears then old dirty clothes. This doesn't mean that one has gotten rid of attachment to this life. Freedom from attachment is then a mental attitude.
Re. Tene koval ta ni ban koval hi na ni jong mi song re. Na chu thar pa ngne do pa la ni jong sa ba nam pa ta pa je mi na thar pa ngne de do mo do re.
So So then, in the second line, it's stated then that if there is attachment to cyclic existence, then there is no renunciation. Then, in order to be actually able to attain liberation, it's then necessary with renunciation.
Then, also, can get tapa drop samgo yere, tapa drop gogo yere, samgo yere, te, tarpa jyote.
So then we all think that we want to attain liberation. We all think that this is necessary. Then the main cause for being able to attain liberation is renunciation. So then one has to see whether one has renounced cyclic existence or not. So this means that one is not attached to happiness and comfort in cyclic existence. Obviously, one wouldn't be attached to suffering. So this includes that one isn't attached to rebirths in higher existences, such as gods, with respect to future lives either. So one isn't concerned with such happiness either, taking rebirth, for example, as Brahma or Indra. So then one has to use methods which then counteract attachment to cyclic existence. The best ones or main ones, Rinpoche says, are to contemplate karma and the shortcomings of samsara or cyclic existence. These are then very well described in the Torch of Certainty. So then, if these two first lines by the Sakya Pandita are related to the Kagyu tradition, explanations given in the Kagyu tradition, one can say that they correspond to contemplating the four thoughts which turn mind away from samsara or cyclic existence.
Then, Dadong Yin no Yuna Sansi means Sanjuk Samba. Sanjuk Samba Sijitakari Goresana, Sanjuk Samba Dan Samantila, Dagaton Rangat. Rangaton do Yagasano Meba, Yendon Mato Randon do Yagasano Mebaji, Yogo Yere. Te Mepa Randon do Yagasano Yabaina, Tenemene Sanju Sambamare, Sanju Sambatana.
So then, in the third line, it's said that if one is concerned with personal benefit, then there is no bodhicitta. So a bodhisattva, whether male or female, then should be concerned only with the benefit of others, not with personal benefit, because in that case one is not a true or genuine bodhisattva, one only appear as one. So if one at times thinks that, well, I'm a bodhisattva, well, then one should examine one's mind to see whether there is concern with personal benefit or not. Well, at times then it's possible to then artificially change one's attitude to, so to speak, fabricate an attitude which is an attitude of a bodhisattva for a few hours,
maybe.
So then, all texts of meditation. meditation practice, puja texts and so forth, then in the beginning of them one develops bodhicitta, engenders bodhicitta. So while reciting this part, maybe for 2-3 minutes, one's mind is a mind of a bodhisattva.
So if one is
able to have such a mind for about 5 minutes, then that's pretty good.
Yes.
Then an actual bodhisattva or a true bodhisattva is then somebody that constantly is concerned only with the benefit of others.
So
then, in case of a true or actual bodhisattva, then this bodhisattva would, his or her physical and verbal activity would always result in the accumulation of merit, would always be virtuous. It's not necessary for such a bodhisattva to intentionally try to practice virtue. It naturally arises.
Penako sancho jisem te yona tene jase khevale son yera ni kupa da pa me ba jurba kapsu yang so na je tso jyum me jeben pheri son yera ba.
So Shantideva has then stated that in the case of someone who is concerned only with the welfare or benefit of others, then even though, such a person then, even during sleep, even when being very unconscientious, that person then, whatever activity it may be, that activity itself is virtuous.
So it seems
that in the case of an actual or true bodhisattva, such a person then doesn't experience any suffering
whatsoever.
So it seems that such a person then tries or is concerned with helping others that suffer, the bodhisattva, him or herself, doesn't seem to have any
suffering. So,
So we have the practices called the 7 points of mind training and the 37 practices of bodhisattva, in which it is then said that where bodhicitta, the awakening mind, hasn't arisen, one should strive to develop it, engender it. Once it has arisen, one should then see to that it doesn't deteriorate. So it's very good, the parts in those texts stating this, it's very good to use this as a daily recitation
practice.
So then anyone who has engendered the awakening mind or bodhicitta is then a bodhisattva. There are then stories from the lives of the Buddha, former lives in which he was, so to speak, the future Buddha, not yet enlightened, where he then took rebirth in many different forms, like, for example, a fish, rabbit, frog, and so forth. And even though the rebirth was a rebirth of an animal, he was then able to benefit many beings because he had engendered bodhicitta. So even as an animal, if one has bodhicitta, one is then able to benefit beings.
So Tene sanchok, sam nyingi sanchok ji semle, te nyane yapo se na, tene yendong rang yinji yungre.
So then, with respect to develop the awakening mind or bodhicitta, it's not useful then to be pushy about it and think, well, I have to develop this attitude, this frame of mind. The cause of it, or the causes of it, are then love and compassion, so one should strive to develop these without being pushy about it.
Rang sem la samba ninje san jo ji sem de yapo ji che ma tham ne yin don du gen sen ne jo de na ya te yin don ma do parang la dona zo yin da la ka le zo se ge ye
ben
ne ne te na wo yin sa
if one is not able to develop bodhicitta, then if one, as was said, is pushy about it and tries to accomplish the welfare of others, even though not having been able to develop bodhicitta, it may just result in the suffering for oneself and others. So one should be careful about this.
Then samnyin je sanjo je sem ya pa ti ona ngai yin do du gen se ke jan jo do go go yo ma re samnyin je be ran yin ji yin do yong re.
So then if one has developed bodhicitta or the awakening mind, there is no need to speak to others about this and run around trying to demonstrate one's intention to help others. If one actually has developed bodhicitta, then the welfare of others or the benefit of others will be accomplished naturally.
Then Dzogchen Pator Rinpoche in the tene yate bo mambo yose chue za tendu lindu na tene nabza pe na kuzo to sumbala jimba yang tangu yore.
Tela.
Ah. Mamma esa seme. Chue yue sa tendu lindu ne chue yue lindu hira sotsa ho jang nimbo yore. Ming de ya boa kome. Bota so la tene cha jeb jine jimba tangu yore. Inching minchi jindun se du ngache gogo yomari tundu.
Yeah. So we have a great Lama of the past called Paltu Rinpoche. He then, in the summertime in Tibet, would go to a body of water, whether it's a pond or a river, whatever Rinpoche doesn't know. Anyway, he would go to a body of water where in Tibet then there are a lot of insects. What do you call this? No, that's up your blood. What do you call this? Leeches, no? Yeah, leeches. It's probably leeches.
Boy. But chuto ring bo chin te poli hita yo mara yang bo yin da ji re.
No.
Leblep ji yo re.
Te me de. Leeches apparently. Anyway, it's an insect.
Jaga lam bo chuto ring bo. Chuto ring bo chin te doga.
It's an insect then that sucks your blood, so he would take his clothes off and lie down and let as many insects that were there suck his blood. So in order to benefit beings, it's not then necessary that human beings are benefited. One can benefit insects as well.
Then yin dong 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 xie da san jiu san ba de sheme yin de den jia ga lan duo dui bo meng bo du ge de suo le mo ge ma bo ma xie ne kong suo le cha jie jie ne de de yin dong de Kwanso Rigoto Nyungayarvata, Rigoto Nyungayarvata.
Then we have mosquitoes and a lot of other insects that suck one's blood. So they do this because they are hungry. So when one then... ...blood, not trying to prevent them from doing that, which would then be an act of
generosity.
Our flesh and blood can benefit hundreds of such beings. Each evening, one is then able to feed hundreds of insects
in
one
body.
Then
I also can say that the Yendo Dogan is a joke there, the Yuma Jaganda Wachele and Bochik, then I saw Jamna, then they say, Yahoo, then Tendang, when they kaka lavar mato sanjo ji senta sampa nyinji me bata shira yore.
So there are indications of that many people that then claim that they have engendered bodhicitta, in fact they have not. When they arrive, for example, in India and a mosquito bites them, they kill them, they crush them with the hand. So there are then many indications of that people just talk about having engendered bodhicitta, whereas in fact they haven't.
Ta to the door dona da sanje sambayina kare gogre sanar yindo ma to rando samya meva ji chona sanje sambare sancho ji sen ten ra ji chan ten kare sena so nam ji tore so na ji to se de so de sa gogo yo mare.
So then in brief a bodhisattva then, or someone who has given life to bodhicitta, is someone who is concerned only with benefiting others. There is no concern with personal benefit. And whatever such a person does is virtuous and results in the accumulation of merit.
This is not Sancho, the same Jeva Chet, the Sampa, the Ninji Yamin, the Yapo, Sampa, the Ninji Tings, and the Yapo Gongo.
So in order to be able to, well, such a person then doesn't have to intentionally, so to speak, practice or accomplish the benefit of others, it arises naturally. Then for this reason, one should strive to develop love and compassion, which are the causes for the awakening mind or bodhicitta.
Te samba te nyingi nyamni te tharjin je samba nyingi leva tang tene jase lalin tang lalin sodun ma tang lojong ten ten ma taso peme ya pore taso yang ni yang do lo ni ya kuno.
So the practices of love and compassion are very well described in the jewel ornament of liberation in the chapter dealing with the subject, in the 7 points of mind training and the 37 practices of a bodhisattva. Therefore, it's good to read these texts again and again.
So that was then the explanation
on the line in which it said that if there is personal concern or concern for personal benefit, then there is no bodhicitta. Then we have the fourth line in which it's said that if there is grasping, then there is no perfect view or correct view.
Ta omelog, tawan tarto kwa te kaderese nan zimba yona tawa meizong, yeparan zimba me, yeparan zimba la sobe, zimba ji yone zong te tawa, tawan tarto ma tobre sombre.
So then according to Madhyamika tradition, if someone has a view which involves then belief in existence or non-existence, if then existence or non-existence are grasped as true or real, then there is no perfect view.
Tawa karre se na, tawa so na, tawa se jete tohon tampe denpa tohpo gurire. Tohon tampe denpa de karre se na, trupa tam je ikhevare. Trupa tam je ikheve tohon tampe denpa de toh na karre pengre se na, tene, Tuba Tamji, Tendan, the Tuba Tamji, Kiva in the Senna, then Namdok Tuba Tamji, Tito, and Namdok Tuba Tamji, the Roto.
So then, the ultimate view according, or the view according to this tradition, then is the ultimate or absolute truth, which means pacification of all mental fabrications, which then one speaks of the realizing the ultimate truth, which is then pacification of all mental fabrications. Such realization then results in that all concepts or thoughts, well, one is liberated from all concepts or thoughts, having realized the view or then the ultimate truth.
Chitang naso la namdo chi chini zonte yana yaya parin zimpa namdo chi yana me parin zimpa namdo chi re ma do te nili kinpa namdo te chi tu gui mare.
So then from the moment where thoughts or concepts are present, from that very moment something is grasped as true or real, either existence or non-existence. So concepts always then involve such grasping.
Pena nga tsu chok tse ten ten na de me to ten dok sam de me to ziba de yue ban ziba nam to re. Me to chok tse de ten na lang po che madok samba, me madok samba ha koko doa me ban ziba nam to re che ke yue re, yue ban ziba nam to re, me ban ziba nam to ni che de yue.
So either of these concepts are always present. For example, when one sees this flower on the table, one thinks there is the flower. Then one grasps existence as such, or as true or real. Then one may think, well, there is no fire on the table, in which one conceptually grasps something non-existent.
Yeah,
so in relation to this table, there are then thoughts of existence and non-existence. Other concepts or thoughts of another nature then do not arise. Where there is a concept, there is always, concepts are then always either concepts of existence or
non-existence.
So then this is applicable to the dream state as well. Whatever one dreams of, either it is grasped or conceived of as existent or non-existent.
This is not a thong tam pa den pa thar to pa te nam do len de pa re. Tene nam do len de pa yin pa se no. Tene ye pa zin pa da me pa zin pa tham je le tro pa ka pa ta wan thar to pa to pa re.
So the ultimate truth is then beyond concepts. Therefore, if this ultimate truth is realized, it means that nothing is grasped either as existent or non-existent, nor non-existent.
Tene te tabata to pata lamsa to kaleka pore kanza ke dami la so pata tene gomren te so samrembe rembe tene hirap te takye tangongo.
So it's then very difficult to realize the ultimate truth at once. Therefore, one meditates on selflessness. One applies oneself to the practices of progressive meditation and so forth in order to be able to realize the ultimate truth.
Tena ta sachi khenpa yedra tena se tharjin tan jana tan da chikwan rao yung kore.
So these four things mentioned by the Sakya Pandita can then be related to the jewel ornament of liberation, and then one can see that both amount to more or less the same.
Re, pena tharjin kaabso tan jor ni kaaba ta tse mata pa te ni po te tse ndele khenpa do ku thabre. Sacha pende ta chendele khina chupa me yin sumra wa chendele khenpa tobe chabre le jombe ta korba nime gomba ta so tamche tene korba le khenpa tobe nyebo re tene sanchuk samba nyinje ta sanchuk ju sem gomba ta so tamche tene dadong yu na sanse me yin sumra dadong tobe nyebo re tene hirab lewe te
So then, in the first line, it's said that if there is attachment to this life, then there is no true practitioner. that then is the same when related to the dual ornament of liberation. There are the chapters presenting contemplation on the precious human rebirth and impermanence. These two are then methods enabling one to counteract such attachment. Then we have the second line in which it said if there is attachment to cyclic existence or samsara, then there is no renunciation in relation to the dual ornament. Then therein it is it's taught the contemplations on karma and shortcomings of cyclic existence or samsara. These are then methods counteracting such attachment. Then we have the third line in which it said that if there is concern with personal benefit, there is no bodhicitta. Again, in the dual ornament, there is a chapter dealing with the practices of love and compassion, which then are methods counteracting such concern. Then we have finally in the dual ornament the chapter on wisdom or superior knowledge, which then again presents the means or methods for counteracting grasping then either, as was said, existence or non-existence as true or real, which means that one hasn't developed the perfect view. This chapter then is a method enabling one to develop such a perfect view.
Re sati kemba geda tela sacha rang lo lo tin indel lan de he ge po mada ba mang bu yo re.
So this verse then is of the Sakya tradition, and there exist very detailed or extensive explanations on it.
Tere te te tere ngara sache kemba geda tsaba tel la tin ngara ngen de ba ja che to kan do so.
Yes, so Rinpoche has today, according to his own
ability.
So Rinpoche thinks that this verse then is very beneficial for both those that practice the Dorje Senpa meditation and those that study. So he advises everyone to well reflect upon its meaning.
Yeah.